Let us pray. Dear God, we are learning more and more each day of what it means to keep our minds stayed on you. Because there are so many things, oh God, that competes for our attention throughout the day. And sometimes, oh God, even into the days and weeks and months. But God, we are learning what it means to have our minds stayed on you and the benefit of it, because when we do it, you give us peace. And oh God, how necessary peace is in this chaotic, crazy, backwards, messed up world. This is. There's always some sort of disturbing report or news or text or call or article, or some sort of erratic, sporadic issue that would try to demand our attention and then send us spiraling, oh God, downwardly into a place of worry and fear and anxiety and stress. But, oh God, we are understanding more and more of what it means to have our minds stayed on you. And thank you, God, for the peace that surpasses understanding that only you can provide. I want to thank you for this person, oh God, that I am praying with and for, and I hope that they are beginning to understand that their minds are not a thing that should move or should not run wild like a wild beast, but that you gave us our minds to tame. And that we can decide, oh God, what we're going to think, how long we're going to think it. And that we can have our own thoughts about what we're thinking about. And we can be at peace if we keep our mind stayed on you. I pray, Father, that if this person has not yet mastered it, that you would teach them, O God, how to do it simply by practicing the precepts of your word. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, other than your peace, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your forgiveness. And thank you, God, for every single thing that you have done to bring us to where we are right now. Keep this person, Lord, that I'm praying for. Keep them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Not only them, but their families, O God, their friends. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would touch this person's body. And if there be something wrong, Father, whether it's known or unknown, I pray that you'd make it right. Now, in the name of Jesus. God, you've given us authority in your word based on several promises of Scripture. As it relates to the area of healing, And we know, God, that it's a spiritual thing. And we just live in physical bodies. So, God, we speak now to these aging bodies that we live in. And we command, O God, these aging bodies to function according to your design. That every system within it would be functioning in right order in the name of Jesus. And any kind of foreign fungus, bacteria, infection, any kind of septic situation that could be trying to develop any clotting, any kind of mutation, oh God, any kind of swelling and inflammation, and any kind of cancer, oh God, we rebuke all of such right now in the name of Jesus. Any abnormal breathing, heart palpitations, oh God, hearts out of rhythm, we command, oh God, all of these bodies to function in the way that you have designed them to function. And we command every sickness and illness now to become subject to the authority of the God of heaven as given to us through the word of God. And we're asking for Jehovah Rapha to heal all manner of diseases and diseases and sicknesses in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, regulate, O God, these bodies in the name of Jesus. For those, O God, who are having trouble with their eyes, we pray, Father, that you would strengthen their eyes in the name of Jesus, and don't let the bright lights become an issue and cause more problems. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke deteriorating eyesight now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, those women, oh God, who have to go to the doctors for their checkups, we pray, Father, that there will not be any kind of irregularities. Oh God, and if there are any, we are still unmoved because you are the God of heaven. And you have all power in your hand. And we will still function within the peace that only you provide. Oh God, touch today. Oh God, touch today. Touch all of the children, regardless of their age and stage. Those kids, oh God, who have graduated from high school and graduated from college, who just after experiencing extreme high, who are now secretively depressed because life is different and they're out of the patterns that have produced them. Oh God, just be with them now. Give them the assurance that you will show them what's next. In the name of Jesus, be with them. Oh God, be with the parents, be with marriages now, husbands and wives. Be with aging grandparents in the name of Jesus. Oh God, be with your church, beginning with the leaders of your church, and then God, the laity therein. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would bless and touch your church today. give every saved person a burden, God, for the lost to be saved. Not only, God, a casual concern, but an aggressive one that would lead them to talking to somebody about Jesus. Oh, God, help today. Help today. Someone, oh God, is having issues on their job. And we pray right now for this person to walk in the peace that only you can give, and give them the assurance that even the job and the finances that they make as a result of having worked there and working there are but resources. But they don't have a thing to worry about, because in your word you promised to supply all of their needs, because you are their source. Help them, God, to understand it, to know it, to believe it, to take you at your word and know the peace that only you can provide. We pray for all of those areas throughout our world that have been ravaged by all kinds of stuff. We pray, God, for your grace and mercy to manifest in the name of Jesus. We pray for our government, oh God, that they will get it together. We're not alarmed because we know who takes care of us. But help them, oh God, get it together in the name of Jesus. And oh God, so many other things that we could say, but not enough time to list all of them. But we are grateful for your precious Holy Spirit that is interceding and keeping us on track in the realm of the Spirit so that our prayers would be effective. We love you, O God. Hear us today and please help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, God bless you. And we hope that today will be a good day for you. And if you have not accepted Christ in the free pardon of sin, you're in a dangerous place. And it is my sincere prayer and desire that you will come to the end of yourself and acknowledge your need for Jesus, that you would believe that he died and rose again. And if you really believe that, then just confess with your mouth what you believe in your heart, and the Bible says you shall be saved. I would love to hear from you, or at least hear of you. Please send this to anyone whom you think would be helped by this. This is Pastor Morris, C. Ramont Morris, Bethel of Brooklyn. Until next time, I love you. Bye-bye.